Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope.
The Wemmicks were small wooden people. Each of the wooden people was carved by a woodworker named Eli. His workshop sat on a hill overlooking their village. Every Wemmick was different. Some had big noses, and others had large eyes. Some were tall, and others were short. Some wore hats, and others wore coats. But all were made by the same carver, and all lived in the village. And all day, every day, the Wemmicks did the same thing. They gave each other stickers. Each Wemmick had a box of golden star stickers and a box of gray dot stickers. Up and down the streets, all over the city, people could be seen sticking stars or dots on one another. The pretty ones, those with smooth wood and fine paint, always got stars. But if the wood was rough or the paint chipped, the Wemmicks gave dots. The talented ones got stars too. Some could lift big sticks high above their heads or jump over tall boxes. Still others knew big words or could sing very pretty songs. Everyone gave them stars. Some Wemmicks had stars all over them. Every time they got a star, it made them feel so good that they did something else and got another star. Others, though, could do little. They got dots. Punchinello was one of these. He tried to jump high like the others, but he always fell. And when he fell, the others would gather around him and give him dots. Sometimes when he fell, it would scar his wood, so the people would give him more dots. He would try to explain why he fell and say something silly, and the Wemmicks would give him more dots. After a while, he had so many dots that he didn't want to go outside. He was afraid he would do something dumb, such as forget his hat or step in the water, and then people would give him another dot. In fact, he had so many dots that some people would come up and give him one without reason.
He deserves lots of dots.
Yeah, he's not a good wooden person.
After a while, Punchinello believed them. The few times he went outside, he hung around other Wemmicks who had a lot of dots. He felt better around them. One day, he met a Wemmick who was unlike any he'd ever met. She had no dots or stars. She was just wooden. Her name was Lucia. It wasn't that people didn't try to give her stickers. It's just that the stickers didn't stick. Some admired Lucia for having no dots. So they would run up and give her a star. But it would fall off. Some would look down on her for having no stars. So they would give her a dot. But it wouldn't stay either.
That's the way I want to be. I don't want to have anyone's marks.
So he asked the stickerless Wemmick how she did it.
It's easy. Every day I go see Eli.
Eli?
Yes, Eli, the wood carver. I sit in the workshop with him.
Why?
Why don't you find out for yourself? Go up the hill. He's there.
And with that, the Wemmick with no marks turned and skipped away.
But he won't want to see me.
Lucia didn't hear, so Punchinello went home. He sat near a window and watched the wooden people as they scurried around giving each other stars and dots.
It's not right,
he muttered to himself, and he resolved to go see Eli. He walked up the narrow path to the top of the hill and stepped into the big shop. His wooden eyes widened at the size of everything. The stool was as tall as he was. He had to stretch on his tiptoes to see the top of the workbench. And a hammer was as long as his arm. Punchinello swallowed hard.
I'm not staying here.
Punchinello? Punchinello, how good to see you. Come and let me have a look at you.
Punchinello turned slowly and looked at the large bearded craftsman.
You know my name?
Of course I do. I made you.
Eli stooped down and picked him up and set him on the bench. The maker spoke thoughtfully as he inspected the gray circles.
Looks like you've been given some bad marks.
Oh, I didn't mean to, Eli. I really tried hard.
Oh, you don't have to defend yourself to me, child. I don't care what the Wemmicks think.
You don't?
No, and you shouldn't either. Who are they to give stars and dots? They're Wemmicks, just like you. What they think doesn't matter, Punchinello. All that matters is what I think, and I think you're very special.
Me? Special? Why? I can't walk fast. I can't jump. My paint is peeling. Why do I matter to you?
Eli looked at Punchinello, put his hands on those small wooden shoulders, and spoke very slowly.
Because you're mine. That's why you matter to me.
Punchinello had never had anyone look at him like this, much less his maker. He didn't know what to say.
Every day, I've been hoping that you would come to see me.
I came because I met someone who had no marks.
I know. She told me about you.
Why don't the stickers stay on her?
The stickers only stick if you let them.
What?
The stickers only stick if it matters to you. The more you trust my love, the more you will not care about the stickers.
I'm not sure I understand.
You will, but it will make time. Just remember that I made you, and I made you very special.
Eli lifted Punchinello off the bench and set him on the ground. Punchinello didn't stop. But in his heart, he thought,
I think he really means it.
And when he did, a dot fell to the ground.
Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.